Congress and the public are still waiting for Attorney General William Barr to release his summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report. But Democrats are pushing the Justice Department to release the final report itself. One of those Democrats is Congressman Adam Schiff, who represents Southern California's 28th District and serves as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us this morning. The summary could come out today, so what are the key findings you'll look for in the summary, and how might that inform your push for more transparency?
Frankly, I don't think we're going to learn that much today. Apparently, at most, it will be only Bob Mueller's top-line conclusions, and those are pretty clear already. We have seen who Mueller indicted. He has said there are not going to be further indictments out of his office, although there may be indictments out of other offices. So I don't think we're going to learn all that much today, but we need to make sure that that entire report is made public. The American people have a need to know and a right to know the product of this work. And if there's anything left out by Barr, if he tries to redact or give us some cliff note version of it, then the public is going to have deep concern and skepticism, and rightfully so, that things are being covered up to protect the president. And so I think the interests of transparency are pretty clear here, and that report needs to be made public in its entirety.
Now, let's talk about that further, because isn't it true that there could be things in that report that are confidential for legitimate reasons, confidential for reasons of the investigation, or perhaps people who aren't implicated, but there might be information about them? Talk about the push to make the entire report with no redactions open to the public.
There may be very small parts of the report that involve classified information that would either need to be declassified or redacted. Although Bob Mueller may have written the report in such a way that it could be published because of the intense public interest in it. Now, as far as the policy against providing information when it goes to individuals who were not indicted, the Justice Department has made it clear over the last 2 years that it will depart from that policy when the interest in transparency is paramount. And in fact, over the last 2 years, the Justice Department gave Congress over 880,000 pages of discovery in the Clinton email investigation in which no one was indicted. So here, where there's even greater need for transparency because the allegations are far more serious, and because the president has tried to interfere with the investigation, it's really essential that the Justice Department make this public.
Now, politically speaking, is releasing this entire report a good strategy?
Regardless of which way it cuts, whether it is exculpatory or incriminating, the American people need to know. Our obligation is to tell them the facts, however the facts cut. And so we should reserve judgment on what those facts will show in terms of criminal conduct. But there is a whole host of conduct that may be non-criminal, but nonetheless deeply compromising of our national security. If, for example, the president was trying to make money and seeking the Kremlin's help to do it during the campaign to build this Moscow Trump Tower, that's deeply compromising, whether it's criminal or not.
You know, Congressman, you mentioned trust of the American people when you talk about transparency. There is a lot of distrust of government right now, people of all political stripes. What do you hope Congress can do, whether in this incident or in general, to earn the trust of the American people? Because it's a little iffy right now.
Well, we are so polarized as a nation, and the civil dialogue has become so debased. And I think, honestly, the president, with his Twitter insults and puts downs and vulgarity, contributes a lot to the degradation of the public discourse. But being transparent, I think, is the best that we can do, and that is show the public what we're doing, show the public the results of our investigation, let the public into the process, and allow people to form their own conclusions. I think that's what we can offer here, and that is, here is what we found. Here is what the witnesses said. Here is what we learned through the documents. And the American people can be the judge. But hiding things, I think that's going to only breed further skepticism about what the Congress and the administration are up to.
Well, Congressman, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. That's Congressman Adam Schiff, who represents Southern California's 28th District.